Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people like Chris Emma.
We both are like that. We both like Chris Emma quite a bit. Okay.
It's a day-to-day thing with Emma and I think.
I personally like Chris Emma every day.
You do. You were just saying nice things about him.
He's a good man and thorough. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He has been in Halas Hall while minicamp has been going on. And look, for the most part, I got Grody here. The Grody Bear is right there. Bear. The Emma Bear is right there.
Bear.
I got both of our Bears guys here.
Bears.
I'm just going to move out of the way. Groats, all you.
What's going on out there, Emma?
Boys, how we doing? Yeah, school's out for summer, more or less, here at Halas Hall. The Bears wrapped up veteran minicamp, which means they wrapped up their offseason in earnest. And while there's still OTA work next week, we'll get to that in a bit. The veterans are out the door, and onward we go, about 6 or 7 weeks until training camp begins, and that's when the action really picks up. But a very productive, nearly 2 months of work here at Halas Hall for Ben Johnson's first offseason program. They left feeling really good. So let's get right to it. We got a lot to unpack. Here's Ben Johnson talking about what they accomplished in this offseason program.
Yeah. We've set out goals and objectives for phase one, phase two, and phase three. And we circled back on what those were for phase three this morning as a group. And we felt pretty good about what we've been able to accomplish. The onus is on our players now to take advantage of the next 6 weeks. They've built a lot of goodwill with their bodies, conditioning-wise, that they're strong. We've got a number of guys that lost fat mass and gained lean mass and in great shape right now, and we got to continue that trend, not just to maintain, but even keep pushing that a little bit further, because for us, training camp's not a get-in-shape camp. It's show-up-in-shape camp, and so we can become a good football team.
How would you evaluate the job that you and your coaching staff did in this first week?
I'm critical of myself. The practice was probably, it can be a little bit smoother in terms of how we function. I need to communicate to everyone a little bit better, whether it's the coaching staff, the equipment staff. I'm going to get better there. I'll do a better job once we get to camp. But I was really impressed with the entire coaching staff. I mean, we've got the right mix of guys, experience, youth, energy, ideas. It's coming together. And I hope our players have really understood. It's hard to gain trust in such a short period of time, but hopefully they understand that our guys mean business. This coaching staff means business. They know what good football looks like. They know what winning football looks like, and they're committed to bringing that here.
You know, what I hear there, Emma, is Ben Johnson setting the template. Like, this is what we want, to set a certain standard, which is not necessarily unique to teams at this time of the year, but more than ever relative to last year, more than ever relative to this coach that they have hired. And it just reminds me of one of my main takeaways, Chris, from what I saw at OTAs, is that It looks similar. The players look similar. The play on the field looks similar, but things sound different. The coaches sound different. There's a different message. There's a different voice. There's literally a louder voice that seems to exist. There seems to be a that these coaches are in unison. And to be clear what I mean when I say it looks similar, look, most of what I've seen with my own eyes, Chris, and you can back me up or take the other side of this, it's like pretty typical of what we saw last year with Caleb Williams and even Williams' predecessors, where the defense looks a little better than the offense right now. And occasionally, like yesterday, we saw some really cool things out of Caleb Williams. So it looks similar on the field, but things sound different. What do you think about that?
I completely agree, Mark. And look, I feel like I'm noticing the coaching more than I have in the past. And maybe it's just because it's a new staff and I'm paying closer attention, but also they're louder. They're more present. You feel them a lot more out there.
It's true.
And I think that's going to ring much more true once we get into training camp and the pads are popping and the intensity's up a few more notches. And I think those voices will get even louder. And look, it's a really good coaching staff Ben Johnson put together. And he said it proudly back in February. He said, I did not hire my friends. And that's true. But he hired a lot of guys who are very similarly driven to him, guys who are demanding, who are tough, who are detail-oriented. And he sought out qualities. And a lot of guys he's never worked with. Eric Bieniemy, he's never worked with. But they're very like-minded in their style of coaching and working with these guys. And you feel that a lot more here out on the field than Alice Hall.
What's his teaching style like?
I found this one fascinating. We got to hear from Tyson Bagent today, and he was asked about – he just talked about a lot, which we're going to get to more on that. But he was asked about Ben Johnson and his coaching style, and we're going to get right into it. Here's Tyson Bagent on Ben Johnson.
I like how thorough he is. I think that he can go down the rabbit hole of every situation in football with every position in football, which I think has been most impressive. Usually you get an offensive-minded guy or a defensive-minded guy at the helm of the team, and I think obviously he is an offensive guy, but you can kind of see him going down the rabbit hole with the defense and team meetings of, you know, what he's expecting on the defensive side of the ball. And really the most impressive thing is when he does that, he speaks that same language that the defense is speaking. So that's been what I've noticed with the O-line. He can, you know, he's about as good of a position coach as every position coach that's on our team. So I think that'll do wonders for us going down the line, just because, you know, it's very crystal clear, the expectations at every position.
Well, I would say all coaches, you know, and it's always interesting if you have an offensive guy, how much time is he going to spend with the defense? And we went through that whole thing with Matt Eberflus, where they love to give the appearance that he was doing more with the offense than he actually was. So I don't know if I necessarily want to hear about Ben Johnson. Of course, you want him to be a complete coach and be in charge of all of the different phases of the team. But I'm pretty comfortable with Dennis Allen taking it over. It worked pretty well in 2018 when Vic Fangio was here and Matt Nagy was just like, you take care of the defense. So that's nice to hear, Chris, but I don't know if I need to hear that.
Well, I'm going to give a counterpoint here because Ben Johnson's resume is deep. He was a tight ends coach. He was an assistant quarterbacks coach, tight ends coach, again, assistant wide receivers coach, tight ends coach, passing game coordinators, worked running backs before. He's got a very diverse background in offensive coaching. And when you hear he's as good as our position coaches are in terms of coaching those positions, like, that's genuine. He's coached those positions before. He knows what he wants to cater for his scheme. He knows exactly the qualities he seeks in building out this offense. But he also knows a way to relate to these players. And a lot of these coaches have been around the block for a number of years and kind of lost their way in terms of coaching positions. I take that as genuine. I really believe that he can get through to these players at their respective positions. Groups the way that these assistants can. And it goes back to the original point we just made, which is that Ben Johnson is very locked in and like-minded with a lot of these coaches. So I think it's similar when Ben steps into the running backs room or to the wide receivers room, and they are speaking the same language. For the defensive side, if he's in the linebackers room, the D-line room, he's able to relate to these players and address what they need for the day-to-day the same way that their assistants are.
Is Tyson Bagent competing for second string, or is he the guy?
I'm fascinated by that one. I don't have a great answer for you right now. And that's something I want to circle back on kind of mentally once we get to training camp. They really value Tyson Bagent a lot in this building. And they value Case Keenum quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Case Keenum's not going anywhere. I think Tyson, in some form, they'll probably carry three quarterbacks. I think it's also possible where you get into July and August and one of those quarterbacks around the league goes down and they're going to miss a good portion of the season. Like, Ryan Poles phone going to be buzzing about Tyson Bagent. Like, that's a guy who can get a team that's trying to compete this year. He can lead them to wins. And I think that would be an appealing option for the Bears. And I think he's proven that he can be a starter in this league. It's just not going to be with this team. The Bears have their starting quarterback in place. So I'm sure Tyson would absolutely embrace that. And he said, I'm going to compete my butt off out there as if I'm going to be the number two. And that's just the way he's wired. But look, they signed Case Keenum for a reason. It's to be a capable backup, of course, but also a sounding board in that quarterback's room. And they really value that a ton, too.
What other offensive players talk today?
We get to hear from second-year wide receiver Roma Dunze. And he's a guy, when we talk about the Ben Johnson effect and getting the most out of players, there's a lot of different ways you can go, obviously starting with the quarterback, Caleb Williams. I think a lot about Roma Dunze. His rookie year felt incomplete in a lot of ways and not at all to his fault. Like, he did everything he could to be successful out there, and that offense was dysfunctional around him, and there's a lot of reasons why he didn't pop off as a rookie. I think Roma Dunze is going to pop off in his second year, and I think Ben Johnson is going to get the most out of him. We got to hear from Roma Dunze right now, the effect of this offense with Ben Johnson and what he sees in Caleb Williams. So here's Rome.
What can it do for me? I mean, it's an explosive offense. I think Ben and crew have great offensive minds. So I feel like, you know, they can help put me in positions to succeed. And, you know, that's all I can ask for. By the end of the day, you know, I got to go out there and make the plays and get the job done regardless. So I think, you know, it's something that is a dual relationship in that fact. And we both kind of have to come together to make that happen. But I feel like it's brewing for sure.
You've been alongside Caleb ever since, even before the draft. What have you seen in his game that struck you, the differences in the growth at this point?
I think he's continued to grow. You know, I didn't play quarterback at a high level in college. I played when I was like six, so there wasn't many reads and 600-pound linemen running at me full speed, or eight different reads, or, you know, different coverages. So, you know, I'm not necessarily an expert on quarterback play, but he's continued to grow from what I've seen and make strides and continue to pour into you know, his profession and his craft. And from my perspective, that's all I can ask for.
You know, I'm gonna jump right in on that line of questioning that you had for Roma Dunze, Chris. It was a really good question about Caleb Williams and, you know, what he's seen in terms of his growth. What kind of growth do we have to see from Caleb Williams? At what point, I should say, should we start to see discernible difference from the quarterback where you and I are doing reports during training camp and we're like, it's just another great Caleb Williams day? Is that in training camp? Is it during the – is it the fifth or sixth game of the season to give Ben Johnson time? Like, where are we with when we should expect to see Caleb Williams be what a lot of people think he can be, and that is at least a good quarterback and maybe a great quarterback?
I think the fair answer is probably somewhere early in the season. But look, I'm sick of waiting on Bears quarterbacks and what we've dealt with for year after year in terms of, well, it's the second year, but it's a new coaching staff. Let's be patient. Let's keep kicking the goalposts away. Like, Caleb Williams can handle this. I really believe he's going to be great for this team. And I want to see those days in training camp where the offense is taken into the defense, where Caleb is the reason why they're driving downfield. You and I and everybody who's covered this team has seen day after day in training camp where defense had the edge, man, this quarterback's struggling. Well, you know, Mitch is in his second year, but he's now working with Matt Nagy. Justin's in his second year, but he's working with Matt. He's like, I don't want the excuses anymore. And I don't think Ben Johnson cares for the excuses, frankly. Like, they believe in this kid, and I think Caleb Williams certainly believes in himself, where I want to see this thing take off. I want to see them ahead of schedule, where the offense is really dictating these practices, and I'm going to see the offense keep winning these days. We've seen flashes and really encouraging signs so far in this offseason program from Caleb Williams. There's good and bad still, and it's going to be a mixed bag at this point, but I want to see it in training camp. Caleb had a throw today in a red zone drill where he split two defenders, hit Romo Dunze in a tight window. It's like, man, that's an impressive throw. And then the next drill, he was rolling out, and he probably could have scrambled. I think he would have in a game, but he decided to test a throw, and he threw just a terrible pass right to Tyreek Stevenson. Like, there's going to be those moments. Ben Johnson could diagnose it immediately. I'm going to take a guess that it was Caleb just trying to get the ball out, because scrambling in a practice drill in June doesn't help anybody. But there's going to be those mixed bag moments still, those drills that are good and bad for him. I want to see consistently strong performances from this offense. And frankly, I just don't think that's unreasonable to expect.
Emma, when it comes to Ben Johnson, a lot of people will look at the creativity, the trick plays. How did this Bears offense get to some of those trick plays?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'll take you through my vantage point today. As you watch the stretching of one field, and they kind of break out and go different ways. And usually they go from that to individual drills, and the running backs are with their Bieniemy and whatnot. Move to the other field, and I see Caleb Williams dropping back, unleashes a tight spiral down the sidelines. And on the other end of that was Theo Benedict, the Canadian Eagle.
Oh, yes.
And I was kind of like, what's going on here? And then I look, and it's Tyson Bajan dropping back, and he's throwing a pass to Darnell Wright. This is what they were doing. They busted off the old bag of tricks that we saw so much in Detroit from Ben Johnson. It was quarterbacks throwing to offensive linemen. It was running backs throwing to wide receivers. It was running backs catching passes downfield. It was quarterbacks. It was Caleb Williams catching a deep ball downfield from, I think it was Ian Wheeler. We saw Case Keenum make an outstanding catch. Darnell Wright with a one-handed grab.
What?
So you got to see Ben Johnson testing these guys, and he let out a wry smile saying, like, we're testing out where you got some toys to work with here. But he also said, look, I'll let Ben Johnson say it. Here's Ben Johnson on the bag of tricks today.
Yeah, I mean, I let those guys know. We only do this once a year, and it's an evaluation. And we'll circle back in training camp and in the season to see who we can trust to catch the ball or throw the ball. And I think there's a couple guys on the O-line that stood out, and then Case Keenum might have made the catch of the day, you know, behind the back about 50 yards down the field. So I think we got some toys to work with.
Did you see Darnell Wright's one-handed?
Oh, I did. I did.
I think somebody have we asked him yet, Emma, about his awful Penny Sewell play that he tried to run against the Bears, and the Bears,
they were ready for
stood him up. They were ready. Have we asked him about that yet?
We've not. We asked him about Stumblebum in the opening press conference, not about the Penny Sewell play. But my fun fact with that is that was Austin Booker's first career sack, and it came on Penny Sewell. So we've not gotten to that. You can save that one for training camp when you ask Ben Johnson, Mark.
When is Tyson Bajan's birthday? Because mine is tomorrow.
Happy early birthday, Lawrence. Tyson Bajan's birthday is Sunday. And hand up, I was not aware of this, but somebody in our media group was. And if you've heard Tyson talk, you know he is a fun one. He's entertaining. Here's Tyson Bajan on his upcoming birthday.
Nah, we're saving that for my buddy's birthday, June 19th. But me and my sister will be having a pool party, rented out the local water park. So 200 person limit, let's roll.
What's the best attraction at the water park?
Oh, this is in Martinsburg, West Virginia. There is one diving board and one slide.
Is that a stop at Betty's before you go to the water park? Or that...
Nah, we'll save that for the next morning. Hopefully we have a good enough night and Betty's will be right on time.
And then, bro, we're going to do 500 burpees.
You better believe there's going to be a whole bunch of burpees going on.
That's what I'm picturing. Like, everybody's, all right, before everybody gets in the pool, 500 burpees. That's a minimum before you get on that slide.
You want to make sure that six-pack looks right.
My absolute face off.
That's right, baby T.
Baby
he
T.
was doing that. He's getting himself ready with a little bit of CrossFit. Get those kettlebells going out there.
And it was absolutely Mark Carmen who was obsessing with these questions. Yes, Chris Emma, right?
That was him asking about Betty's, which is a diner outside of Tyson's hometown in West Virginia. And I looked it up. It looks like a lovely place. I can't say that I've ever been there before, but Tyson is hoping that
Emma, you're such a nice person. Tyson told us it's not a nice place. Like, inside that cut, he told you, is one slide and one diving board. It's not a nice place.
No, the water park's a joke, apparently, but the park itself, the plan to go to the water park is not a joke. That's very real. But their goal is to take the party into the night and into the early morning and go to Betty's, which is a diner in Shepherdstown, Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
Party, party, party. Everybody's partying, man.
Are there any nuggets and or tidbits?
Yes.
Plenty. We got plenty. We'll start with the attendance. Jalen Johnson was not present again today.
What?
Excuse absence, as Ben Johnson said. Kyler Gordon, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden were among those not practicing. Andrew Billings, remember last year during training camp, we heard about Caleb Williams' cadence, and Andrew Billings was drawing them off sides with hard counts. Andrew Billings did some follow-up today, said that Caleb Williams' cadence is now drawing defensive linemen offside. Mm. So that's come back around the other way. I'm glad we're back on the cadence train here.
Yeah.
Back to Tyson Bagent. He now has a buzz cut, was asked about cutting off the flow, said with one of many expletives today, I was tired of that stuff. Let's say stuff. Also said he's happy to be confused with Pete Crow Armstrong, saying he's glad that PCA is doing well. The Bears will hold three practices for OTAs next week. Rookies are required to attend. Veterans are invited to attend. I would imagine most of them will not be there. Ruben Unse said he will be present. Caleb Williams, it's not clear whether he will participate. Training camp starts up in late July. We don't have a formal date. I would pencil in around June or July 24th. That's a Thursday for either report day or first day of camp.
Dunzo.
You know what? I didn't think of it until Emma said it, but with a buzz cut,
no, I see it.
Yeah.
And I could totally see those two like being burpee bros. Like completely. I could see PCA being like, yeah, sick, man. I'm going to Bajan's party in West Virginia. Apparently there's a six slide at this pool, so I could see it.
Diving board and a slide, that's it. Throw the blue stars in Tyson Bajan's hair like PCA and you really got something going.
He isn't, you know, I gotta say, and I know we're out of time here, but Tyson Bajan continues to be an interesting character.
No
like,
doubt.
He really is. And I still don't know how good he is or if he'll ever actually get to like run off like a season's worth of starts because of injury, because it happens in the NFL. But this continues to be the most confident man in that locker room.
Would Tyson Bagent start in Cleveland?
Oh, wow. He'd definitely have a shot at it.
Right?
I think in that room, I think he could in New York as well with the Russ and Jameis and whatever mix there. I think he's the best quarterback in that mix too.
Yeah, man. I think Flacco is his greatest contender right now. Like if he was dropped into that quarterback room right now, wouldn't it be Flacco v. Bagent at
this
point? Yeah,
you would think that would be it, with the idea being by the end of the year, Shador.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fully think Shador is going to be it just because of the public pressure, if nothing else. Or maybe they see something in him. I don't know.
Emma, great job with the Bears hit. Two words today. We appreciate you.
Two words. Bye, Emma.
Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.